Network.
All right, we're back with Ted Anderson. Ted, what do you make of the Federal Reserve putting out the announcement that they're going to start spying on anybody and everybody that talks about them in the blogosphere because they're hemorrhaging all support? What do you make of that?
Well, you know, that is, and what that is it's just a indication as to how much control that they think that they have. And how much support is going away from them? How much, you know, how many people are pushing back against them? They're really frightened as to whether they'll lose power over the countries of the world. You know, they've had the world currency status for so long, and now it's all falling apart on them. And, you know, as they're crashing and burning, they're doing what they can to try to push and prod a lot.
Well, yeah, that's why the Swiss lowered their currency a few weeks ago. This is all an attempt to prop up the global currencies. And we've seen them do this to gold and silver before, but it only retraces back because of the market fundamentals. And that's why we have seen talk, though, of trying to restrict gold trading, Ted. And that is a way the system could try to artificially hold it down.
That's one of the few tricks they have left in their bag. Why, at this time, when gold is already correcting, would they raise the reserve requirements at the CME in the Far East? And by the way, why are they raising it in another country? If the United States Federal Reserve System wants to manipulate the marketplace, you'd think they'd only have the ability to manipulate here in the United States. Obviously, this new world order, world government thing is for real because it's happening across the globe. And I can tell you, what they're doing is they're fighting for control. They have a window of opportunity here where gold and silver started to correct, and they want to push it down further, so they're doing what they can. And raising the reserve requirements up past 21% in order to do a trade in the futures market doubles the amount of money it takes in order to hold the same position. And so that's why you're seeing the correction right now. But you hit the nail right on the head, Alex. You can only manipulate the market for so long, and then the real market, the free market, will prevail. And what we're seeing right now going on, the meltdown in Europe and the meltdown, of course, in the United States and everywhere across the globe, we're going to see gold and silver return. And that's why I say this is one of those opportunities. It's exactly what the people need. They need to be able to buy gold and silver, and they need to be able to get more for their money. And this is what we want. I mean, seriously, they're in there trying to push down this beach ball under the water. Guess what? When it comes raging back, it's going to be like a stretched out rubber band, and it's going to fling back that much more in the other direction.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Ted, is that even if they come in, and we've seen some talk about this now, even in the mainstream horror news, even if they come in and try to ban gold trading or something like they've done before, always 2 or 3 years later, when they take the restrictions off, it skyrockets above what it did before then. And people say, well, they'll come confiscate it. At a certain point, you got to stop letting, you know, criminals come and say, give me your kids. You got to say no.
Right.
Government comes, says, I'm going to take your blood at a checkpoint. You got to say no. I mean, Nazis say we're taking you to a death camp. You got to say no. At a certain point, you got to start saying no.
At least they have to show up at your door to confiscate your wealth if you have gold and silver. If you have their paper currency, all they have to do is turn on the printing press, and they're taking your wealth.
That's right.
Away
they're
from
already
you.
Stealing your dollar value and your euro value. So that's why, and your yen and your yuan value, so that's why they're coming in and trying to knock out gold and silver, because it's an alternative competing real currency. So they're waging all-out war against it, and I expected this to happen earlier, but I saw J.P. Morgan say it was going to go to 2,500 by Christmas. I saw all of this and thought, well, okay, I guess so. But as Europe melts down, they just can't let gold and silver do this. And what's weird is they've done this, as you know, 3 or 4 times the last 3 years, Ted. And so even as it goes back up, as it has in the past, I would expect it is, people will still say, yeah, but you saw it go down that time.
Well, I can tell you right now, Alex, this is a little bit different because we have a lot of people interested in buying right now. It's really refreshing to see people getting involved when the market is lower like this.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing from Bob Chapman and others, is that people really now get it. They understand the fundamentals. Will folks get gold and silver while it's lower right now, the best place? Patriot-owned and operated. Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you so much.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Hi everyone, it's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members, just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide. But take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 26th day of September 2011. We're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast. We have Tad Lumpkin, director and maker of the powerful film American Dream, joining us in studio. Not even so much talk about American Dream, but just to give us his political views and philosophy. Since I first interviewed him a few months ago, I found that he's a very informative and interesting person. So he'll be joining us also with his writing partner as well. He's going to be in here with us. They're working on some new exciting projects. Okay, here is some of the news we've got today. Fed program to monitor conversations is intimidation tactic. That's from Paul Joseph Watson. Zero Hedge first reported on this yesterday. But if you go back to 2.5-3 years ago, within the Fed protest, we confirmed had U.S. Army at them in plain clothes, including events Ron Paul was at. And they told the military in plain clothes, don't let Ron Paul people or Ron Paul know your army. He may try to kill you. So this is just the demonization of people that are actually Americans, people that actually understand our system of government. The traitors have taken over the government. So, of course, they're going to announce anybody that knows they're traitors, anybody that knows they're illegitimate hijackers of the of the system, of course they're going to name us bad guys. It'd be like if a hijacker could somehow fool a airline passenger list that he was really the captain, and somebody got up and said, that's not the captain. Look, you know, his uniform doesn't even fit. I saw him conk the captain on the head, tell him to open the cockpit door up and show us. And they're like, shut up, that guy's a terrorist. Well, we haven't hijacked the plane. It's ridiculous. So Paul Watson has the full breakdown on that. Fed program to monitor conversations, and this has been announced. They've announced the Federal Reserve's put out purchase orders or requests for bids for a system to track all activity on the web and all comments about them and to basically counter them. Because, see, this is the government. It's illegitimate, but it is the government. If you've been kidnapped and somebody's got you in a basement and they're holding you ransom, they are the government. They are the people that run your life while you're chained down. And you're not going to get food and water or you're not going to live if they don't want you to. So, of course, the government has the army who works for them. Of course, the private hijackers of the government have the army outed in the Fed peaceful protest. Going back to 2008, so I guess 3 years. That's covered in the Obama deception. Of course they're at Ron Paul events in Houston, surveilling the congressman. This is an outside group that's hijacked our military and our country and is training the police in manuals, going back 3 years as well, that anyone who wants to, quote, abolish or audit the Fed is a terrorist. And they get cops in big stadium-sized halls and sit there and tell them, somebody doesn't like the Federal Reserve, they hate America, and they want to kill you. The cops actually sit there and believe it. Oh, really? These people don't like our precious Federal Reserve. Yeah, the ones that have stolen tens of trillions of dollars. The ones that are openly setting up world government. The private Federal Reserve, whose foreign arms have looted all these third world countries. They've got the system working for them. And it's an emergency situation to reach out to the police and military. But look, it's already too late for the establishment. You can pull up the polls. I don't know, 2-3 years ago, it was 70%+. Now it's 80%+ want to abolish or audit or restructure the private Federal Reserve. I'm here to tell you, 16 and a half, 17 years ago when I first got on air, in 1995-96, maybe 1 out of 100 people knew the Federal Reserve was private, like Federal Express or Federal Credit Union or Federal Cleaners or Federal Ammunition. I would get hundreds of phone calls, half the phone calls on the local radio show and on the Access TV show or more, were saying, you're a nut, you're a liar, the Federal Reserve is not private. And I heard it's code word for racism to say it is. That's what the media would try to use. It's like if you said, I'm against getting rid of posse comitatus, I don't want troops on the streets. They had put out manuals, the ADL and others, saying posse comitatus is a code word for hating black people. No, it's Latin for the fact that you're going to have a local posse, not a federal posse, on your streets. Just like, hey, I don't want government-run health care. It's a really scary idea. It hadn't worked anywhere else. Gives total power to the government. What does Chris Matthews, Carlos Watson, what do they all say on MSNBC? Not being for health care is racism. You're like, what does that have to do? It's like somebody brings you a tuna fish sandwich. You say, I'd rather not tuna. Can I have the patty melt? And they're like, oh, don't like fish. That's racist. You're like, what does that have to do with race? I want to make my own choice. Or, you know, I like a brown suit, not a blue suit. Oh, that's racism. Everybody knows if you like a brown suit, you're racist against cardinal birds. And you're like, what does racism have to do with birds? Just shut up, racist. We've heard enough from you. It's supposed to be nonsensical, like a cattle prod politically. They know you're a bleeding heart, self-loathing liberal who wants to prove that you're self-hating. So they just say, give your rights up or we say you're a racist. People say, okay, well, I'll do whatever you say then. Let us put carbon taxes on you and run your life or we'll say you're killing the earth. What has Al Gore now said? He said it's akin to racism and segregation to not support paying him money. And he's told his people, go out and get in their face and say they're racist. And they even ask him in these different talk shows, they go, where he's, you know, on with his acolytes. They say, sir, but what does race have to do? And he goes, just do it. And they go, yes, sir. And it works. Hey, you're going to pay me carbon taxes for any human activity, but I don't want to. Shut up, racist. Okay, I'll pay you. I'm sorry. All right, I'm now digressing. The point is, you would talk about the Federal Reserve 15 years ago, even 10 years ago, and they'd say, that's racism. That's that talking about big banks, why that mean that's anti-Semitic. Don't talk bad about the big banks. No one better do that or you're anti-Semitic. But see, now people have gone past that. The system labeling it anti-Semitic, which actually then tied it to Semitic issues and actually put that on the radar. See how that works? See how the establishment always wants it to be divide and conquer instead of, hey, we don't want a private banking system getting paid U.S. taxpayer money for the right for the government to issue its own credit. The government will issue its own currency and credit. Why? Because that's common sense and that's in the Constitution. And it gets into a whole monetary debate. But this is really a big deal. Fed program to monitor conversations is intimidation tactic. The blogosphere has exploded with interest over the Federal Reserve's move to follow in the footsteps of the Obama's campaign attack watch by monitoring and identifying its critics. Attack watch implies it's illegal to criticize Obama, and they've run newscasts in Missouri actually saying that. But many seem to have missed the obvious intention of the announcement. It's an intimidation tactic designed to chill dissent. As Zero Hedge explains, the Federal Reserve is requesting the creation of a social listening platform whose function is to gather data from various social media outlets and news sources. It will monitor billions, this is a quote, of conversations and generate text analytics based on predefined criteria. The Fed's desired product should be able to determine, quote, the sentiment of a speaker or writer with respect to some topic or document. The solution must be able to gather data from the primary social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, blogs, forums, and YouTube. It should also be able to aggregate data from various media outlets, such as CNN, Wall Street Journal, Factiva, etc. Most importantly, the listening platform should be able, this is a quote, to handle crisis situations, continuously monitoring conversations, identify, and reach out to key bloggers and influencers. Now, let me tell you what's really going on with this. When you get 80%+ of the public realizing presidents are puppets bought and paid for, and that the one guy who knows that the Federal Reserve is the enemy of the Republic and is willing to fight it, who has a chance to be president, who's real, is being demonized and attacked. When that starts happening, you start getting Dylan Ratigan and all these others criticizing the Federal Reserve, and even Fox News starts allowing Glenn Beck to do it for a time, or Judge Napolitano to do it, or Lou Dobbs to do it, because that's wildly popular. For decades, didn't exist, isn't Fed, you know, isn't private, it is federal, you're crazy if you talk about it, oh, you're kooks. But remember 3 years ago, whenever Dick Morris got up with Sean Hannity and said, well, the people that thought that a world government was forming that would get rid of U.S. sovereignty run by a banking cartel, they had been crazy conspiracy theorists, but now they're right. And then that was the signal by one of their top political analysts that, look, we've lost this game of denying that it exists. Now we've got to act like we're going to fight it. And Rick Perry 3 years ago went from supporting the Federal Reserve to talking bad about it and basically did a 180 from the way he'd actually been. Suddenly he introduced legislation to end sanctuary cities, but quietly killed it himself behind the scenes. Now it's come out he supported sanctuary cities and in-state tuition for illegals, something other American citizens don't get. Now all of this is destroying him. And so the Fed is analyzing media, mainly mainstream with this, but also internet, to target people, to attack people, but more importantly, it's getting so popular to bash the Fed that mainline people are starting to do it. They need to keep tabs on that so they can put pressure through the...
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know, we should really be in a lot more positive mode. All of us should be very, very excited right now. Gardasil is one of the biggest national issues. The vast majority of people, upwards of 90% in national polls I've seen, think that it's a horrible idea to take it and know that it's wrong that Perry lied and said it was the law to take it. The Federal Reserve is incredibly unpopular. The actual ruling elite are now being targeted. We're not just debating their front men. They want you to think the buck stops with the president. They want you to think the power structure stops there. Because if you ever start looking at the oligarchs that run this country, their system is over, as Zbigniew Brzezinski said last year. Once the real governing class is identified, and once it's shown that they're a pack of criminals waging war against the family, against the free market, and trying to set up a form of neo-colonialistic collectivist grids with their fascist system on top of it, it's over for them. And so what is InfoWars.com reporting? What is Fox News reporting? What is the Miami Herald reporting? What is the Raw Story reporting? Again, I have a pretty good political understanding. And that's why I've been saying we're going to see the fall of Rick Perry. I told you we'd see the fall of Rick Perry before he even announced. I told you that we would see Rick Perry propped up by the mainstream media. I told you you would see Rick Perry basically being shoved out there and sold as the second coming of Ronald Reagan. I told you he would break his pledge not to run. I have told you exactly what was going to happen all along. And I also said in the last few months that if we go after Perry on the open borders, on the sanctuary cities, on the in-state tuition, on the Vicente Fox awards that Vicente Fox gave him, now that video's resurfaced to myself and others confronting Perry and Fox, shutting down their press conference, that's now getting a lot of attention. It's up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from 2003. That we could bring Rick Perry down. And I was listening to talk radio this morning, San Antonio, Austin, and Dallas. Caller after caller going, I didn't know he supported sanctuary cities. I didn't know he worked for Al Gore. I didn't know he supported Hillary Care. I didn't know he went to Bilderberg Group. I didn't know. 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 Now, this is very elementary, and I want you to listen to me very carefully. I know you know this. We got to get this out to everybody right now, through Facebook, through Twitter. You've got to get the InfoWars.com article Kurt Nemo's written and get it out to everybody you know. And we're going to give you that headline here in just a moment. Ron Paul is half a step from first place. Kurt Nemo and Alex Jones. Kurt and I put this article together this morning. It's got the facts there for you. Please get it out to everyone you know. Now, here's the elementary fact. Ron Paul is undisputedly in third place. If you put together all the straw polls and money raising and the rest of it, second place. Maybe even first. But let's just say he is in third like he has said. You've got two guys who both support socialist government health care, who both supported carbon taxes, who both supported giant highway grabs to center of Spain, who both support forced inoculation, and who both have been supported by Al Gore. Al Gore's praised both of them. These guys are phony. They became Tea Party talkers when it became cool, but only to get elected. And Perry, you've heard him. He says, you don't have a big heart. You're cold-blooded if you don't want to give illegals in-state tuition. Well, somebody from New York who comes to Texas doesn't get it. Somebody from Oklahoma doesn't. That's a $91,000 value on average, Dallas Morning News is reporting. 81% of the jobs formed in the last 5 years in Texas. That's Dallas Morning News as well. State Commission admits 81% are not citizens. They're immigrants, and 93% of that 81% are illegal aliens. Okay? So, the record, now this is the key, I'm going to say it right now. Listen to me carefully, because I love to give facts and statistics, but here's the simple key. The elites can only give you another establishment candidate if we the people don't get the word out. All right, I'm going to go to break and come back with the big key. And again, this key is simple, but I want everybody to pay attention to it and to listen to me very, very carefully. And I'll get to other news in your phone calls. I've got a video clip, Fox News panel, Perry campaign quote near total collapse. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm going to break down the world financial situation. It's going exactly as the globalists have planned, holding the planet hostage until they get more power, and then holding us a hostage again, getting more power, and then holding us hostage again, and getting more power, and launching more wars. But the hypocrisy is starting to come out, and the Germans and the French and others, the establishment candidates, are losing more elections. The problem is then the other party that comes into power is bought and paid for by the same interest. But the public is becoming wise to the scam. Okay, here's the big, ultra-simple point that needs to be gotten out there. And it is enshrined in the article by Kurt Nemo and Alex Jones at InfoWars.com. Ron Paul is half a step from first place. And why did I go to that headline? Well, I watched this Fox News clip this morning. I hadn't seen it until this morning, but they said it yesterday on Fox News Sunday. Fox News panel, Perry campaign near total collapse. And if you go to the quote, Britt Hume said that he is half a step away from total collapse. Now, what does half a step or its total collapse for Rick Perry mean for Ron Paul? We've seen Rick Perry surge to number one when he said, abolish the Federal Reserve, they're treasonous, they're treacherous, you know, I want to battle the New World Order. Suddenly, that's not bad to talk like that, as Limbaugh has always said with his kook detector. Now it was good, and Limbaugh said it was good, and Glenn Beck said it was good, and the Republican establishment was like, yay! So Rick Perry tried to become Ron Paul, surged to number one in every major poll, and then for a month, we, that is those of us that know the truth, put out his real record. And when he got called on his record, you were for sanctuary cities, you were for in-state tuition. He said, yeah, you betcha. And you don't have a heart if you aren't. Really, if you go down to Mexico and ask for free tuition, you'll just get arrested. I mean, they don't have illegals in their school system, period. Mexico has the most draconian immigration laws in this hemisphere. Don't believe me, just type in Mexico admits most draconian or strongest immigration laws. I mean, you get hard labor in a prison 6 months to 1 year. You get beaten if you're lucky. There's only certain areas of Mexico that foreigners can even buy land. And a lot of that's taken by the government. So what, Mexico doesn't have a heart? Oh, I forgot. The Southwest is Mexico, and that's taught in Mexico schools. I mean, let's just be honest about this, that we're a bankrupt country. And in Texas, they take our tax money to pay for the in-state school system. So when you get in-state tuition, it's about half what it is if you're from Oklahoma or Arkansas or Mississippi or Louisiana, or not just bordering states, any state. If you're a Hispanic, black, white, if you're an American, you try to come to Texas to go to UT or any other state school, you're going to pay roughly double. Or, what the Dallas Morning News breaks down, $91,000 more for a four-year degree. Oh, what about having a heart for other people? Well, see, Texans paid for that. Side issue, though. Side issue. George Bush was for open borders. NAFTA and GATT. Doesn't help Mexico, doesn't help us. Lowers all of our wages. Mexican wages go down, U.S. wages go down. If Mexico wouldn't have had the U.S. to dump 30 million people in, they would have had a real revolution. By the way, I saw the new numbers this morning, and I even heard local Fox cover it, but I didn't even know this. They're now reporting 40,000 dead in the last 4 years. So I have a tendency to quote old numbers, you know, 30,000. It's now 40,000 dead in drug war on the U.S.-Mexico border. 40,000. Ladies and gentlemen, Vietnam in a decade was 58,000. 40,000. And they actually called it a war on the news. And if you watch the video of myself 7-8 years ago confronting Vicente Fox and Rick Perry, there's Perry. They're getting an award from Fox. Fox drives by with like 30 motorcycles or more, and all these other police cars, like he was the president of the planet, pulls up in front of the governor's mansion, rolls down his window, gives us a dirty look. He had like green color to his face, like a vampire in the nighttime light. He's like 6 feet away. He rolled the window down and gave me a look that actually made me shudder. I mean, I'll admit it. It was like, I've never had a leader actually make me shudder. He rolled the window down. It was like, he was like green, like some vampire, and smiled at us with just pure evil. Everybody was like, whoo, wasn't just me. Everybody's like, ah. We have to dig through that video. The guy that runs our YouTube channel actually found it in the PrisonPlanet.tv archives. It's PrisonPlanet.tv has been around that long. And I know if we find that original video somewhere around here, if we blew it up, because it was shot digitally, I know you can barely see his face in the footage, but it looks not too good on YouTube. It's up on PrisonPlanet.tv, like I said. And then they pull around and went down there, and I went and bullhorned them while they had their press conference. And the cops come up and were going to arrest me. And I said, go ahead, but you know you've lost personal lawsuits, a whole bunch of them right here in Austin just a few years ago. Back in 2000 they had, so that was a few years ago in 2003. And the cops backed off, did their job, didn't violate the First Amendment. So I was able to shut their press conference down. And we have those newscasts where you can hear me talking over them from about 70 yards away from the street, bullhorning up towards the press conference. So they just shut the press conference down. All right, now I'm digressing. You tuned in. I said I was going to get to the key, simple point. Because I have a problem. I have trouble giving sound bites. I have trouble just making things simple. I see detail. I see complex connections. I want to go through it all. I literally just pretty much start, I turn the microphone on and just start spilling out information. Here's the big newsflash. Ron Paul is half a step from first place. Ron Paul is half a step from first place. Why? Because if you expose Rick Perry's record, he will be politically destroyed for the nightmare, slimy, globalist, big government politician he is. For the poser, for the political chameleon he is, and Ron Paul, who's number three, will become number two. If you destroy Mitt Romney, who is exactly the same, sanctuary cities, in-state tuition-free illegals, wrote Obamacare on record, supports carbon taxes, is praised by Al Gore, and it goes on and on. If you use his record against him, it is like pouring gasoline on the ground and throwing a match in it. It's going to explode. He will burn down. Both of these guys are so weak and so pathetic, all we've got to do is crush them. Now, this is a big test for the old dying dinosaur media. I'm going to get to that in a moment. Ron Paul is already the second biggest earner. Ron Paul is winning most of the straw polls, and in scientific polls, is number two or number three. So, we destroy Rick Perry, we destroy Mitt Romney with their records, and it is Ron Paul. Now, they're going to try to bring in Chris Christie and hope you don't look at his carbon tax record. Oh, you didn't know that about him? Or his gun grabbing? Oh, he did some austerity and shut down some government projects? Whoop-dee-doo. What about corporate welfare? What about supporting bailouts? They hope that you don't find out about Jabba the Hutt. They'll try to bring him in. Okay, it'll take them a few months to figure out him. And then if that doesn't work, they'll throw in some more and say, oh, they're the new leader. But see, cycles have sped up now. It doesn't take 5 years to figure out a politician's a dirty, two-faced liar. People find out in months now. We need to make it weeks. And I'll tell you, one reason Rick Perry has been exposed is the Drudge Report. It's bigger than the New York Times and Facebook and Twitter combined. They've had big actuaries out over and over again this year proving it. Number one news driver in the world, and he has been linking to the Tea Party sites that have Rick Perry supporting carbon taxes and Al Gore and government-run health care and the rest of it. And he's been linking to stuff about Mitt Romney. Not as much because people haven't been getting out as much on Mitt Romney. But Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, these are big sites that are able to actually get something on the agenda past the mainstream corporate whore media. And I will assure you, this proves the Drudge Report is totally independent, because if he was part of the Republican Party structure, he would not be destroying Rick Perry. He would not be getting ready to destroy Mitt Romney. And people ought to be praying for Matt Drudge, because I can tell you right now, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com together are huge. But nothing compared to Drudge Report. You had my YouTube videos, the radio show, all of it. We probably got total person reach, 70% of the audience of a Matt Drudge. But Matt Drudge is just articles. It's just agenda. He can set the agenda. That's something we're 20% of Drudge in that department. Okay, Facebook's 20-30%. I mean, it's all fractured, a bunch of people scurrying around, even though overall it's much bigger overall than Drudge. Drudge is like a Death Star particle beam of focused energy. And that's the most important thing in this world, is to be able to break through that electronic Berlin Wall and actually put something on the plate, on the agenda, on the menu that the establishment doesn't want there. So I said it a lot of different ways, but I'm going to say it to you this way. Ron Paul is in third place, no debate. In many respects, he's in first place in the real world. Let's just say he's in third, as he said. That's conservative. If we destroy Mitt Romney and Rick Perry with their record, and they deserve it, and stop being naive, and don't buy into the latest version of establishment Ken doll. We've already had Obama, now we've got the two new Ken dolls on the Republican side. It's over for them. And they'll try every dirty trick against Ron Paul. They'll throw everything at him. So what? So what if it's a rigged game? We still take the field and show it's a rigged game. I went and saw a great movie. I know it won Sundance Film Festival and some others, but I went and saw Senna about the Formula One race car driver. Because of all the sports out there, race car driving is gladiatorial. People die. It's all about, you know, the equipment and the individual, and there's the politics. And I don't remember why I brought up that movie now. I had an analogy about Ron Paul I wanted to bring up. Oh, yeah. Even though Formula One got caught rigging things and letting cars have computers when he couldn't because they got jealous of him beating all their champions, and even though he ended up getting killed in the end, they recognized him as the best Formula One driver ever. And he would go out even when they were cheating him and still sometimes lose, but sometimes beat them, and that's what made him even the greater champion. You don't, just because something's rigged, not get on the field. You have to get on the field to show that it's rigged. I don't know how else I'm supposed to explain this to people, ladies and gentlemen. I took my wife to see that. It's an excellent movie. Just because it's about the whole system against one guy and rising to another level and still going out and doing it, even though you know you're being cheated. And sometimes losing and sometimes winning, but every time winning because you didn't give up. Winners never quit and quitters never win. Ron Paul got a fraction of the support 3.5 years ago he's getting now. He is destroying the globalists. The Federal Reserve is running around like a chicken with its head cut off, sending the army out to spy on Ron Paul events, having the feds put out memos to police saying Ron Paul supporters are violent and dangerous. You know they're getting ready to stage terror attacks and blame it on real Americans. And you're like, well, oh my gosh, they're going to stage stuff and blame it on us. And we're going to expose them. We know their game plan, so we're out ahead of it. Let them. I'm sorry for those they're going to kill. But, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. It's like Kurt Haskell, the lawyer that saw the feds get the underwear bomber on the plane. For a month and a half, the media said he was wrong, and it came out he was telling the truth. The government had to admit it. I said to him, are you worried about getting killed? He said, they can only kill me once. I'm committed. That's the end of it. Don't you get it? We're only fighting other men here. And see, they've got this arrogance where they sit up there and say, too bad Ron Paul can't win. Too bad it's Rick Perry or Mitt Romney. And Time Magazine and Newsweek put them on the cover and say the race is between them and try to frame the debate and control your mind. We're just going to ignore them and let them discredit themselves further. I mean, I've got articles here, and I didn't just believe the campaign spot breakdown of this. I actually went and watched this and confirmed it for myself and got the same numbers. Mitt Romney in the last debate was given 12.9 minutes, 12 minutes, 9 seconds. Perry, 11 minutes, 10 seconds. And by the way, in all the other debates, it's about the same. It's all scripted. There's a talking point no matter who puts it on, Fox, Google, NBC, New York, you know, it's all scripted. Romney, Perry, Huntsman, Santorum, Kane, Bachman, Gingrich, Ron Paul, Johnson. Total talk time, amount of questions, same. And you go through all of these numbers, and it's roughly the same. It's always Ron Paul at the end. Or I want to get Johnson back on about this, by the way. I want to get Gary Johnson back on, former New Mexico governor. So this is about showing how they've rigged it. I mean, Ron Paul won the last debate on Fox. He won it in their IP address, only vote once system. He had right at just below double. In other polls, he's gotten more than double what Mitt Romney got. And Fox News just pulled the poll. I mean, what does that say they think about you? And then said Mitt Romney won. And, you know, why did Herman Cain win? Herman Cain won because he spent 2 years in Florida. I heard him talk about it on Neil Bortz the day of the debate. Every year, Neil Bortz here locally at night. He spent 2 years there ahead of time getting to know personally all the main people that would be voting in a straw poll. And so he was seen as the native son, the guy that spent the most time. And it is a big state. And you notice Perry didn't win and Mitt Romney didn't win. And that is a rebuking of what is seen as establishment candidates. We come back, I'm going to play this Fox News clip. Fox News panel, Perry campaign near total collapse. And Mitt Romney is going to collapse just as soon as we continue to duplicate what we've done to Perry to him. They have the exact same record. And it's even better. Perry is now desperate.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
By the way, there's so many different angles to how they steal these straw polls. When the straw poll is open to the general public and has a low price, Ron Paul wins. I should add that the straw poll cost $175 bribe. This is from Lou Rockwell, from a participant in the Florida straw poll. I looked this up last night and confirmed it. In order to vote in the thing, you had to pay a bribe of $175 to the War Party of Florida. I did it, but I feel like a sucker now because the money could have gone to Ron Paul campaign, but instead will be spent to fight Ron Paul. That's another thing. The Republican Party basically wants to use Herman Cain. That's why he's been put in there. Former Federal Reserve operative, big pro-torture, pro-war globalist, who, by the way, is going to give you a national sales tax on top of the income tax. I heard Neil Bortz Friday on the hot seat. I thought she was saying we were going to have a sales tax and no more income tax. Well, Herman Cain knows we need to phase one out with the other on top of it. I told you, I've known this for 15 years. The globalists all over the world bring in sales taxes this way. You'll end up with both. But I know it's what you want, so you're going to get it. You like to be hurt, you will. And so the Republican Party in Florida hates Ron Paul. They got the $175. The Republican insiders went and bought the tickets, and they put Herman Cain in there. Now, some of the people also were just Herman Cain supporters and went in there and voted for him. And Herman Cain's a likable guy. He's a good little corporate shyster. He'll take good care of you. And he also, you know, survived cancer, so he likes to play on those heartstrings all day. I want to go ahead and go to this video clip, though, because I told you Rick Perry was going to run, and I told you he could be destroyed. Why else would he go to a national TV host and grab them and say, I'm afraid of Ron Paul and Alex Jones because you know we know who you are? We're from Texas, buddy boy. We have been sitting here watching you since you were land commissioner. And what makes it worse, Perry, is that I talked to another former politician and businessman who was friends with you and who you played golf with and lifted weights with for many years, who told me you used to actually be anti-New World Order and know all about this stuff. That makes you even worse. You used your knowledge of this information to go join it. That's sick. Just you are just as bad as former Federal Reserve head Greenspan, who wrote books against the New World Order in the 60s and 70s. I mean, he co-authored one with Harry Brown, talking about getting rid of the private Federal Reserve. All right, let's go ahead and go to this quick clip. This is from Fox Sunday. Brent Hume talking about Rick Perry is one half step from total destruction. Here it is.
What Americans are looking for isn't the slickest candidate. They're looking for an authentic, principled leader.
GOP presidential frontrunner Rick Perry making the argument his less than stellar debate performance this week shouldn't take away from his candidacy. But the Florida straw poll Saturday showed it apparently did. In a big upset, businessman Herman Cain trounced the field with 37%. The Texas governor was a distant second with 15%, while Mitt Romney, who didn't campaign for the straw poll, came in third. And you can see the rest down the line. Well, Britt, how do you read the straw poll? Was it a vote for Cain, a vote for Perry, or a statement, please let somebody else get in this race?
Well, you can read it any of those three ways, it seems to me. They're all, I mean, Perry really did throw up all over himself in the debate at a time when he needed to raise his game. And he not only, I mean, he did worse, it seems to me, than he had done in previous debates. Romney was strong, as he has been lately. He has clearly raised his game in reaction to the emergence of Perry. It's been good for Romney in a way that one might not have predicted. Michelle Bachmann seemed, she fell, what, she was dead last with some tiny fraction. Look, Herman Cain was there. He tried hard in this. He gave a Stemwinder speech. He's a marvelous stump speaker. It seems to me he gets a moment out of this, but I can't imagine that it's going to.
All right, Brent Hume, total collapse. Watch the full video clip at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.